All right. Hey, dude. Hey. Welcome to another episode of the Brain Dump Diaries podcast. My name is Jessie Wallacher, Confident Fit Coaching, the Rock Solid Gym Membership, courses, trainings, books, and so much, so much more. And I need to work on that intro. I really want to change it up, but I just got done hanging out with friends. I decided I wanted to go to, where am I? To Starbucks and read a little from my friend and coach and beautiful human being, Danny D. She wrote a book, Get Off Your Ass and Into Your Life, and I love it. So I wanted to read that a little bit, and I wanted to just chit-chat as well, because I don't know, I just feel like I want to riff on things and just have things to say. So I am... Hello? Oh no, I can't turn it off! What the hell? I couldn't turn my radio off, but I'm in the car and I'm about to head home. So, okay, now we were able to turn it off. That was so weird. But I just wanted to talk with you guys and get some things out, and in true Brain Dump Diaries fashion, just let my mind wander and see what comes up. And if you hear this, cool. If you don't, then you'll never know. But I just wanted to talk about this whole thing of like perfection. And to the person who's listening to this and is one of my people or strongly relates to the content I put out and the things that I talk about, this is so incredibly relevant for you. Because I completely understand what it's like to hold this high standard to yourself and to hold this perceived notion of how you're supposed to live and how you're supposed to be and how you're supposed to act and how you're supposed to train and eat and live in this world. And it's this high performance, high stress, earn everything, like nothing is just given, money doesn't grow on trees, life is hard, and like keep working and struggling and know what you gotta do. But that's not how it has to be. That's not what, and at this point, that's not what you want either. You don't want to live that life. You don't want that reality anymore, and you feel bad and you feel lazy and selfish, like you're just expecting things from the world, and that's not what life is about. You have to earn your way, you have to earn your worth and your life. You have to put in the work in order to get the results, and to a certain extent that is true, but that's not all of it either. Like, you're able to live a good life. You're able to do exactly what it is that you want to do. And like I said in my last podcast, like, this is probably going to come out the next day, but like, the desires that we have, the dreams that you have, the things that you want to do in life are there for a reason. God, or whatever you want to believe, but for me it's God, like, he wouldn't put something on my heart if it didn't serve a purpose, if he didn't want that to happen, if it wasn't an option for me. Like, yeah, some things might take a little more work than others, some things you might be trailblazing through, but it's not impossible, because nothing is impossible with God. But a lot of times we still don't believe that, because we put this human and worldly and limited existence on things, even though he is a limitless being and is in control of it all, so he can bend and move and change time and the force and what is actually available out there. So if we believe and trust in this limitless being, why do we doubt that our desires of living a stress-free life, of losing a few pounds, of enjoying food, of actually getting sleep, of like having a good job, of being supported by money, of having a nice house, why would those be impossible? Why would those not be in the cards for you? I remember my biggest thing was I had gotten to such a bad place with my food and fitness, something that started out with me being so excited about and so passionate about and just wanting to explore it more, and people seeing that and wanting to get to know that side of me and like leaning on me for opinions and thoughts because I knew what I was doing. I had lost it and was just had come to the conclusion that I had accepted my fate, that this is just what it's going to be. It's going to be stressful and awful, and I'm never going to be able to sleep, and I'm never going to be able to look at food the same, and I'm never going to be able to easily eat, and I'm never going to be able to get rid of my cravings, and I'm never going to not be able to binge, and I'm never going to be able to just like go for like an hour or like 20 minutes at the gym, or I'm never going to be able to skip a day at the gym. Oh no, I have the hiccups. Without like feeling guilty or needing to, oh no, or thinking that I need to, oh, this is so bad. But thinking that I need to like cut calories and do a two-a-day the next day to make up for it, and this is just going to be my life, like cycling over and over and over again of being this person that people look up to for fitness and see as inspiration, but never feeling good enough, never feeling like I'm going to be able to have it all, accepting that like life is hard and weight loss is not in the cards for me, and maybe I will be alone forever, and maybe that social life that I've always wanted and always dreamed of and had like a small portion of in high school, like in my own way that I really did enjoy, like that's never gonna happen again. Like I peaked, or I got everything that I was able to get and I lost it, and now this is my reality. It's just living alone and struggling and giving all of myself and never getting anything in return, and just this vicious, vicious cycle of worthlessness. Always building others up, but never yourself. But that's not necessary. That's not the only way. That's not at all even what others are doing. Yeah, I know it's super trendy and exciting right now to push and encourage the drive and passion and success and sleep when I'm dead and never satisfied. But you can slow down. You can sleep in. You can be super happy and satisfied with where you're at. And you know what happens? When you do enjoy life, when you do allow yourself time and rest and happiness, you want to know what happens? You grow and you do more and you like are more successful and you're more driven and you're more open to certain things, and it just gets a lot better, which is incredible because that's not at all what we're told or what we believe. Or what we think is possible. We think we have to earn it and we have to push and it's going to be forceful. And I'm going to have to like work as hard as I can and like hours and hours and hours and never sleeping, because that's what success is and that's what people talk about and that's the only way to get ahead in this world and to get that body and to get that ideal life and to finally have it all. But no. The people that work so hard and promote that and encourage it and seems to so easily just not question or give up, they're doing something that they are full body passionate about. Like in their entirety, full body passionate about. And when you're so passionate and loving something so much, slippery road. It's not forced. It's not a struggle. It's not hard. It's not something that that takes away your sleep, that takes away your soul, that takes away your self-care. It adds to it. It fills you up because you're doing something for you by living out your dreams, by pursuing them, by working towards something that actually means something to you. It's not this perceived perfection or what you think everyone else is doing, so you need to do it. They found their way that works for them to constantly push, to constantly strive, and that's how they stay balanced. But they don't see it as balanced. And that's the other thing. It's this no balance, like, just work past it and push through. But when you're passionate and excited about something, like, there is balance in a certain way to it. And even if there isn't, like, you'll find a way, or you'll get support and you'll get to that point. But it started, and it's starting with a passion and a drive and an excitement for something. And then it's not forced. But if you're to the point where you're burnt out, you barely know, like, see yourself anymore, you're struggling, you're pushing through, and it's just not fun, and you just want to quit, or you're just have accepted that this is your fate, and you're just going to wait until the next time around, then things need to change. And they need to change now, because the longer you hold on to this, the more you're going to lose yourself, and you are going to quit, and you are going to fall back hard. And you're going to feel like a failure, and you're going to feel like a loser, and you're going to feel so incredibly bad. And that is not at all what you need to have. You don't need that. You don't deserve that. And that is not what your reality is being held to. That is not where life is going for you. It's only there because you think that that's the next step, that it's all or nothing, but it's not. It is not, it is not, it is not. There is balance, and you aren't weak or any less motivated wanting balance. It doesn't mean you're not working as hard as everyone else in the room. It just means you're working hard for you. You're working your heart, not somebody else's heart, your version of hard and dedicated and motivated and doing your thing. Your thing looks different than everyone else's, but that doesn't mean you're not working as hard. That does not mean you're not gaining, or you're not earning your success or your worth or your body or your health or anything like that. It just means you found your way. That's what I do with my clients. We find their way of health, their way of moving, their way of eating, their way of living, of sleeping, their schedule, their job, their life, their perspective, their mindset. It's all on them. It's figuring out their way, so it's no longer forced. It's no longer pushed. It's just them. Because when you're just living your life, when you're living your way, it's not forced. It's not hard to keep with, because it's just you. And you're free to make the rules, and you're free to bend them, and you're free to live by them or throw them away or change them up, but there's no stress and there's no guilt and there's no shame around it, because you're just being you. You're writing your own rule book, and you're the only one living by it. I mean, Annie was saying this in her book, and it's everyone else, but your reality, or your perceived reality, or what other people think is good and worth it, is based on them. It's based on their beliefs, or how they were brought up, what they went through. And by pushing that on you, that means nothing, unless you want it to be something. But if it doesn't vibe with you, if it doesn't feel good, then it's not actually you. It's not. And it comes to you deciding that you're ready for something else. Deciding that it doesn't matter if your identity in something, if your identity in the gym, if your identity in your diet, if your identity in the way you hold yourself up is changed, and people say you've changed, but really it's just you fully embodying yourself. You can still be strong and the strongest woman in the gym and still, like, take days off and go for walks and not step in the gym for a week. You can still be super healthy and meal prep and cook all of your food and still go out to dinner with your friends and stuff yourself silly and still want to choose healthy options. Because it's not an all or nothing thing. It's a balanced thing. It's an enjoying life. It's a creating memories. It's just existence. And it's not perfection. It is not perfection. Because perfection is a lie. It doesn't exist. Nothing is perfect. Not even technology. And if that's supposed to be better than humans, why do you want to hold yourself up to this status that no one is? Nothing on this planet is perfect. Nothing. So why on earth would you put that on yourself? Why would you put that stress on yourself? I was thinking about this recently. If you're in a relationship and people are like, oh, you're the reason for my happiness. How dare you put that stress on somebody? I never want to be the reason for someone's happiness. Never. I'd add to it. Absolutely. But I do not want to be the sole reason for someone's happiness. Because then that takes away from my happiness and puts my focus on you rather than on me. You deserve to live your life simply for you. And when you do that to your full extent, to your rules, or not to your rules, but in your way, you're bringing that joy to other people. You're bringing that freedom and that option to others. Because when you're happy and you're whole, it's allowing others to do the same. It's allowing them to be their full and authentic selves. I love the friend group that I have because we're all so different, but we're all so open. We pick at each other, but it's a safe space to talk. It's a safe space to be ourselves. And that's so rare. And it shouldn't be, and it doesn't have to be. You are 100% allowed to be who you are and not just this identity that you've created. Because it may not actually be you. When was the last time you actually thought of yourself? You actually asked what you liked, what you wanted to do, what you wanted your future to look like? Or are you just becoming another copy and paste Instagram model? Don't hold yourself to this perfection status where it has to be all together and look beautiful in order to be good. Because it doesn't. It really, really doesn't. So how's that for a little tyrant on the Brain Dump Diaries? Well, I'm about to head in. I need to go to bed. But this was much needed, and this was much obviously meant to be said. So whenever you're ready, I'm more than happy to support you through this because this is a lot. It is so much more than eating the right foods and working out. You have all of that shit together. You just need the accountability and the support and the permission to actually break through those. And having support through this is going to skyrocket you so much faster to those goals rather than stumbling through it yourself. Because you will get to it. It'll just take a few years rather than 6 to 12 months. This is what I offer for personal coaching. But it took me three and a half years to get really solid in where I'm at. 4 to be solely where I am. And I don't want that for you. So it's a lot of doubt. It's a lot of questioning. It's a lot of fear. It's a lot of crying in your bathroom alone. And I don't want that for you. I want you to be fully supported and know exactly what it is that you want to do and what you need to do in order to be that person that you want to be. And a lot of times it's just talking things through, listening over to it again, and getting support. And getting a new perspective and being held to that level that you want to get to and knowing it is 100% possible because your doubts and your fears and your insecurities are going to pull you back to what is safe, even though it's breaking you, tearing you apart, and slowly killing you. But it's what you know. It's what's easy. And surprisingly enough, taking days off, eating what you want, and enjoying life is so much harder than sticking with that strict schedule. But it doesn't need to be that way, and I don't want it for you anymore. So take this thought through. Think about it. Marinate on it. And if you are ready to be done trying to live this perfect life in order to be worthy, have the ideal body, and to finally feel like you deserve the life that you really want, come let me know. Because when you're done with your diet, it's time you find me. I hope you have a fantastic day. I hope this found you exactly where it needed to. And I will talk to you again very, very soon. Bye-bye.